At an appearance in Antigo, Senator Johnson said America's national debt will reach $127 trillion in 30 years, a figure he said was unsustainable.
Realize what we're doing to our kids? The intergenerational theft? You know, I don't know a parent or parents who would willingly drive up their personal debt, max out their credit card, never intending to pay it off.
Johnson said Social Security was headed for insolvency. He doubled down on his earlier description of it as a Ponzi scheme.
The Ponzi scheme is illegal. When the government runs a Ponzi scheme, it's legal. So the correct term would be a legal Ponzi scheme. Now, I take no pleasure in saying that. It's sad, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
Johnson said he wanted to look at all possible solutions for Social Security funding, but he was skeptical of one suggestion, raising the cap on Social Security taxes for the rich.
The Social Security payroll tax right now is 12.4% of income. You start lifting the cap on that, and that's going to be very penalizing. You're not going to raise the revenue you think you're going to raise.
The senator said that anti-poverty programs had unintended consequences, encouraging single women to have children out of wedlock and not get married.
She wants to increase the dollar value of benefits she receives from the state and federal government. What's one of the things she can do?
Have another kid.
Out of wedlock. If she wants to lose it all, she'll find a young man who can support her. They'll form one of those intact families that we know keeps people out of poverty, and she loses it all.
Ron Johnson said the root problem facing the nation is the size, scope, and regulations of government. In Antigo, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.